You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for tuning in to WGOD Radio, where you're going to hear a word from God today. It's an important word. It's taken from the book of 2 John, verses 9 and 10, where John says, whoever transgresses, and this word here means to go, how could you put, means to disregard, let's go with that. Whoever transgresses or whoever disregards the doctrine of Christ does not have God. So you have to ask yourself the question, well, what is it? I want to make sure that I'm not disregarding it. What is the doctrine of Christ? And I'm glad you asked that question here today. Friends, on this Thursday, we're going to find out what the answer to that is. This is the most important sermon Lord's ever given me. There's no more important thing, and there's no more important thing that the devil will corrupt than the Word of God and the person of Jesus Christ. This is 7 points that make up the doctrine of Christ. He was born of a virgin. We read that in Matthew 1:21. You know, it's funny how Bible translations want to change that. We also read that he was without sin. We read and know that God took a body, that is, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So we're working our way here. We're building up 7 things that make up the doctrine of Christ. And we're going to prove in this message how if you do not believe any one of these, that you don't have God. That's where we're at. For a copy of this message, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com, or go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Click on the link there, and you can download this right to your computer. Here's part two of this message, the doctrine of Christ.
If you don't adhere to these 7, the Bible says you don't have God. I mean, there are certain things you can negotiate here in the church. I believe there are many gray areas in the Bible. Which day to worship is a gray area. Where is that in the Bible? Romans 14:5. There's a gray area for how much money for you to give the church. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Says you can give more than 10% if you want. No. Led by the Spirit to give whatever it is Lord puts on your heart. You're free to give and support the church with whatever you want. You're free to eat whatever kind of food you want. Where's that in the Bible? Romans 14:3. I am convinced, Paul said, that no food is unclean of itself. But to him who considers it unclean, to him it is unclean. But not to him. But the thing is, you're free. But not with the doctrine of Christ. You can't negotiate with these. They're non-negotiable. Number one on your handout, is Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. Simple, right, Bill? Now, there's a scripture verse or two to back everything, as always, that I teach here. You're always getting what God's opinion is about something. Matthew 1:21. She will bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, all right, what prophet is he talking about? Anybody? Isaiah 7:14. Behold, a parthenos will be with child. No mistaking of that word, you see. Matthew didn't quote the Hebrew text. Alma can mean young woman. Let me ask the question. In your opinion, since the year one, how many young women have given birth? I conservatively guess a trillion. In your opinion, since the year's one, or minus one, how many virgins have given birth? In your opinion, is that a little bit different? Then why does the Revised Standard Version have young woman in the Bible instead of virgin? The RSV of 1952. The scholar said, remember where you look for Satan. Remember what I've told you. You look for the devil in the pulpit and amongst Bible translators. Because that's what the devil corrupts, is the word of God. His first four words. Indeed hath God said. The translator said, well, this word Alma. Now, forgive me, I have a PhD in linguistics. I know a little bit about the original languages. The translators, and I am a Bible translator, if you want my Bible, there's a copy of it too. I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. The translator said the Greek word Alma can mean young woman. And that's true, it can. But it could also mean virgin. So Matthew, as he's led by the Holy Spirit, quotes from the Greek Old Testament that used the word parthenos. There's no mistaking it. Parthenos means virgin. It doesn't mean young woman. And shame on those Bible translators for that. Let's put it this way. I'm a Bible translator. I never would have done that. It's a shame on them for that. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and will bring forth a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Why is that so important? Why is this non-negotiable? Because if Christ is not born of a virgin, if the nature of Christ is not supernatural, but rather just run-of-the-mill ordinary, then Jesus was born with a sin nature. Just like your child. Did you take that banana? No. No different. He's no different than anyone else. Born with a sin nature, he's no different than any one of you. No different. He was born of a virgin. He didn't have a sin nature. He's better than you and me. God was his father. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. This is the doctrines of Christ. He was born of a virgin. It's non-negotiable. David said in Psalm 51:5, in sin my mother conceived me. Not so with Jesus Christ. He was not conceived in sin. He was born from above, and he did not have a sin nature. Everyone with me so far? You see why that's, you know, some people blow, that's no big deal, it's born of a, it is a big deal. Because if he was born with a sin nature, then his blood was tainted and can't atone for your sins. And like Paul said, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. It is a big deal. Yet he had real red blood in his veins. He was the Son of Man and the Son of God. If you don't believe in this doctrine, then you don't believe in the doctrine of Christ, and according to the word of God, you don't have God. And I'll declare to you that you are not a Christian. You can change that today, but if you don't believe in the virgin birth, you're not a Christian. Because if you're right, then you're wrong. If you're right, then you're wrong. If you're right, you've wasted your whole time. If you're right and he was not born of a virgin, then let us eat and drink for tomorrow. You've wasted your whole time. Because his blood can't redeem you. Supernatural. Deny the supernatural, end up in hellfire. Number two, you know, you can't throw out the ones that you don't like in this list. Thomas Jefferson did that. It's a famous Bible worth a lot of money called the Jefferson Bible. He wasn't all that high on Jesus Christ being the Son of God. So he got out his little snippets and he snipped everything out he didn't like. And that's the Jefferson Bible. Number two is Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. Did someone say true? Hebrews 4:14. Seeing we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Also, 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So it has two verses, Hebrews 4:14, 2 Corinthians 5:21, Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. He never knew sin. He never sinned. If he had sinned, then his sacrifice was worthless and his blood as tainted as yours or mine. And an all-around good guy can't save you. Otherwise, your grandmother could have died on the cross. Or your father. It's a shame if your dad died. And it's honorable to him. Blessed to the Lord is the death of his saints. But he can't save you. If it could save you, then Jesus didn't have to die. And if your father's blood could save you, then you thought of a way that he couldn't think of. Adrian Rogers once said, if there was another way, he said, I'd hate to run into that God in a dark alley. That would let his son die like that, that didn't have to? Imagine that. The way that the Son of God died on the cross. And he didn't have to die because you thought of a way that God didn't think of. Okay, we got to move on here. I'm running out of time. Number three is God took a body. God took a body, John 1:14. The Word became flesh, or the Word was made flesh.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer.